This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 6. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1. It says there, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." End of quote. Daniel Defoe, an English writer, trader, and journalist, who is most famous for his novel Robinson Crusoe, which was translated to many languages, said this. He said, "In trouble, to be troubled is to have your trouble doubled." End of quote. Beloved, are you troubled? Listen to what Jesus says to you. He says, "Do not let your heart be troubled." Then he gives the antidote to the troubled mind. He says, "Listen, you believe in God, believe also in me." I'm quoting exactly what Jesus said. "You believe in God, believe also in me." Beloved, we must learn how to live without a troubled, worried, and feared heart, don't we? There is only one way for it. Instead of focusing and rehearsing on troubles and worries, just cast your burden upon God and Jesus Christ, who cares about you and all your troubles. You see, when you are faced with the troubles, worries, and fears, you would not be able to focus on God. You need to give away your worry to God and leave it with Him. Do not attempt to take it back, because when you give your worries to Him, He is going to take working on it. He is going to start working on it. You see, you may get the result soon, or you may not get the result soon. It may take a long time, and that is fine. He has your worries, your trouble in His divine list. You see, wait does not mean no in God's vocabulary. You just give Him the matter, thank Him, and move on with your life. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew 11:29, He said, "Come to me, all who labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest." End of quote. The book of Psalm 55, verse 22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you." End of quote. You see, in Isaiah 41, verse 13, the Lord promises this. He says, "For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." End of quote. Beloved, it is not ignoring or irresponsibility, as some people may think. In certain situations, and you would face such occasions, you see, you cannot do anything. Your power, smartness, strength is not enough. You need God-sized help from God. Therefore, you do not sweat over it. You do not stress over it. Do not let yourself be troubled. You gave to God, who can handle it in a far better way. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled. Why? You can't do anything about it. You must give it to God. Then you must believe in God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, to bring help and solution. You see, sometimes God allows and works in mysterious ways that may not make sense to you or even to the people around you. You may wonder, and people with you also may wonder, why things happened in certain ways. Again, do not allow your heart to sweat over it or bleed on it. You give to God. You must believe in God and in Jesus Christ. You see, until you give it to the Lord, you won't be able to move forward. The reason is, worry, fear, troubles have the serious potential to take your focus and mind away from God and His ways. It has the potential to drain the energy out of you. However, once you hand it over to God, then you are free to move on. Expect God to take care and find solution, and then refocus on Him. To do this, you must be strong. You need divine strength to face troubles, worries, and problems. Naturally, we do not have it in us. When you give it to God, He grants His peace and strength through His Holy Spirit who abides in you. In the same chapter, chapter 14, a little bit later, Jesus reminded them about the help of the Holy Spirit available to them as He was going away from them for a period of time. His Holy Spirit is the perfect advocate who gives you peace, strength, guidance, counsel, and help when you give your troubles to God. Chapter 14, verse 16. You see, how vital is your need for God's help, especially when you face serious difficulties? You get God's help and strength through His Holy Spirit, whom He will pour out inside you when you come to His Son, Jesus Christ. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, Lord, I tried my best. The problem I am facing is too big and hard for me, and it troubles my heart. I cannot find a solution. God the Father, I need Your help. I trust and believe in You. I believe in Jesus Christ, Your Son. I believe Jesus died and rose again for my sins. Lord, please purify me by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, so that I would be white like wool again. I'll be pure again. I praise You, Lord, for helping and saving me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.